top stories from across the New York Tri-State. From the WCBS 880 Newsroom, this is the All Local.
Governor Murphy made it official today. He is appointing his former chief of staff to fill the Senate seat that will open up when convicted Senator Bob Menendez resigns next week. Our Marla Diamond was at today's announcement in Newark.
You might not know his name, but George Helmy is not a newcomer to politics. He began his career with the late Senator Frank Lautenberg and went on to work with Senator Cory Booker.
In other words, George understands on a very fundamental level how a U.S. Senate office operates, and he will be ready to run this office from moment one.
Governor Murphy pointed out that Helmy, the son of Egyptian immigrants, will be the only Arab senator. Helmy called it an awesome responsibility, but insisted it is only temporary.
I have never, nor will I ever, seek elected office. As a matter of fact, as the governor alluded to, the idea of being called senator bothers me deeply.
The seat is up for grabs in November, and the governor vowed to appoint the winner immediately to go to Washington. In Newark, Marla Diamond, WCBS 880 News.
A day after Mayor Adams was subpoenaed by the FBI for a second time as it investigates his campaign fundraising, the mayor took questions on it today, but didn't have a whole lot to say about it.
The only clear answers we got from the mayor about this investigation are that he's going to cooperate, he did nothing wrong, and he's not going to spend the whole day being asked about it.
And no matter what we say, you're going to write the story the way you want. So we take a few more questions, and then I got to bounce.
The big questions remain, what are the feds asking for? And what have they found, given that this is the second round of subpoenas?
I follow the rules, and I'm going to continue to do so.
The mayor's team is being careful about leaking details. Chief Counsel Lisa Zornberg says on the front page of that subpoena, it says to not even acknowledge its existence.
We've been very respectful of SDNY's process and will respond.
The feds are looking at whether or not the mayor colluded with the Turkish government for illegal campaign donations. At City Hall, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS 880 News.
Monday, the MTA will begin issuing summonses to drivers who block bus lanes or bus stops. Until then, the agency's been issuing warnings. The first fine will be $50. Repeat offenders could be fined as much as $250. 14 bus routes and 623 buses are now equipped with cameras to catch bus lane blockers. By the end of the year, 33 routes and more than 1,000 buses will have them. Offenders will be mailed their summonses. A new juvenile human trafficking court has opened on Long Island. It's the first in New York State. Our Bureau Chief Sophia Hall has the story.
Suffolk County Judge Andrew Krecha gives us the cruel and harsh reality of what has been happening here on Long Island. Children as young as 11 are becoming the victims of human trafficking.
Can be related to gang activity and things like that. It is a very difficult population to find, a population that obviously needs help.
Suffolk County has opened the state's first juvenile human trafficking court to provide resources for children, giving them the services they need.
This court only opened up in mid-June, and now we're talking about less than 2 months later. We've got more than 30 children who have been identified as either being trafficked or at risk of being trafficked. We're already getting them the help they need.
In Suffolk County, Sophia Hall, WCBS 880 News.
More than a dozen Jewish professors at Stony Brook University are calling for what they call a reset after last May's pro-Palestinian protests on campus led to 29 arrests. They want more of an open campus where demonstrators can be heard without fear of being arrested or having their phones seized. But other professors are calling on Stony Brook's interim president to continue the policy that sets rules for campus protests and has those who break those rules arrested.
Now, time for WCBS 880 weather.
It will be a very muggy weekend. Rough surf and rip currents, they're already starting at some of the ocean beaches, and we will have that all weekend as well. Tonight's low 68 to 74, tomorrow's high 80 to 85. There could be a shower or two in the area tomorrow, as well as Saturday night. Sunday has an even better chance of showers or even a thunderstorm or two, especially the afternoon into the nighttime again, and Sunday's high will also be near 80.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.